There it is. The lifestyle klaxon has sounded. Now, Mums Helping Mums is the latest initiative to help support new and expecting mothers in the developing world. And Tilda has announced it's continuing its partnership with the United Nations World Food Programme's Mother and Child Initiative, the Mums Helping Mums for 2017. To talk about this, it is Celebrity MasterChef 2017 competitor, campaign ambassador and former S Club member. It is, of course, Rachel Stevens. Good morning, Rachel.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Good.
Tell us a little bit about this initiative. I've not heard of this one before.
So it's Tilda have joined the World Food Programme, and being it's World Food Day today, so it's all about bringing awareness and action for those suffering from hunger and malnutrition around the world. So Tilda, like I said, have got involved, and for every pack of every marked pack of Tilda rice sold, Tilda will donate a nutrition boosting meal for mums and expectant mums around the world. So it's a very, very important campaign. And also there's a book that's Mums Helping Mums cookbook that's out today. And you can get all the info on tilda.com.
And I would imagine there's a number of different chefs and foodies that have done some stuff in there. Lorraine Pascal's done some stuff.
Yeah.
And yourself, I would imagine?
Yeah. I've donated two recipes. My chocolate brownies that my kids love making. They're chocoholics in my house. And some fish cakes as well, which I use the rice in, and it's kind of a throw everything in dish, but it's absolutely delicious.
Ooh.
And it's great for the kids to get involved too. Lots of lovely mums and dads have donated recipes to the book as well. So there's lots of fantastic, easy recipes to try at home.
What makes a good chocolate brownie then, Rachel?
Lots of chocolate, obviously, butter, all the good stuff. It's a bit of a treat for my kids.
Nice.
So as long as they're having their main meal and they're getting lots of nutrition, I'm like, it's all about balance. So we throw in a little chocolate brownie every now and again. But it is delicious. And they love to get messy and get, make a mess and get involved. And I actually find that the more the kids help, the more the kids sort of make the food together, the more they want to eat.
Yeah.
So it's actually a really great way of getting kids involved, because especially if you've got fuss eaters at home, and it is always hard to come up with different ideas and ways to feed your children and make sure they're getting nutritious meals and making it fun and interesting. So this is a really, really great book.
Yeah. Rachel, what was Celebrity MasterChef like? Was it a bit stressful?
It was really nerve-wracking. Yeah, really, really stressful, because I'm a real basic cook. I steam fish, vegetables. I've got my fish cake, sort of throw in easy things.
Yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese, you know, all the usual stuff. But I'm not a cook. My husband's really the cook in the house. So it was a real challenge, but I'm a massive fan of MasterChef and I love food. I'm a big foodie. So it was such a brilliant experience. And I've definitely come away from it feeling more confident as a cook, definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you try and attempt to do things that were really quite difficult then when you were in there?
I think it was just actually doing it against the time. That was the hardest thing, the time pressure of it all. And obviously being filmed doing it and, multitasking while cooking was not the easiest. But it was definitely a fun experience. And I've come away with a few little speciality dishes that I can do dinner parties with now and all of that. So
the wow dishes. You've got the wow dishes now.
A few under my belt now. But I think anyone can cook, can't they? It's just sort of, we all lead such busy lives now. Everyone's so busy. So
yeah.
I think that's what's so good about this book as well, and recipes that just make it easy, that you can just sort of chop a few things up and throw them all in instead of lots of ingredients. And
it less complicated.
Exactly.
Who did you prefer, John or Greg?
Oh, they are a great combo, the two of them. I couldn't possibly pick.
The correct answer is John.
Dan's not a fan of Greg.
I don't know what it is. I can't get on with
Greg's got lots of jokes.
Does
Lots
he?
Of dad jokes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be great fun.
Now, I have to ask you, Rachel, because I do a little bit of teaching at a university in Leeds, and one of my students, she's doing this particular report on fandom, and like fandom from like bands, because she was like, she's like a massive fan of like the Vamps, but she met a load of friends through just being a fan of the Vamps. And so she's doing like this report on what it's like to have sort of fans and what it's like to be a fan. So I thought I'd ask you the question that she wanted asking, which was, what is the best and worst thing a fan has done while you were in S Club 7?
The best thing a fan has ever done, well, made me write a lyric on their arm, and then she, actually was it on her neck, and got it tattooed.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of my songs, she got tattooed on the back of her neck.
Good Lord.
And the worst thing, we've not had any like crazy, like, I don't really know, actually, worst things.
You didn't have any real sort of like cray cray fans?
No, not really. No.
Okay.
No.
That's good. You don't want
we never got sort of things thrown at us or anything. We never got anything thrown at us on stage or anything like that. People liked us, so it was all right.
Well, that's good though, isn't it?
They were very nice to us.
That's good. Yeah. Is it weird when you're in that situation and you've got like, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of kids that are just absolutely idolising you?
It is. It was a it was a crazy experience, really. But it all kind of happened, I guess, quite slowly in a way, because the first thing we did as a band was we went off to Miami and filmed our first TV show. And then we got back and released our first single. And so it all kind of happened quite slowly. There was a lot of stuff going on before we released, really. So, but yeah, it was the most amazing experience, and all happened really fast. And I can't actually believe it's coming up to 20 years.
What? No
20
way.
Years!
It's insane. It's insane.
That is unbelievable. Are you going to mark that somehow?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, we had our reunion a couple of years ago, which was fantastic and was just so much fun. It was brilliant. And there's definitely a few S Club fans saying we'd love to see another reunion. So you never know. It would be lovely to mark it in some way. But it's just getting seven people who are some mums now, you know, Tina and Joe, mums, and they're busy, you know, and obviously me with my kids and busy, so yeah, who knows. But and Bradley's is now a dad, so who knows. Fun
if you do get back together again. My wife will be very happy because she missed out on the last gig. I think you were at Leeds First Direct Arena, and she missed out.
Come down next time if
so
we do it.
If
yeah,
you
lovely.
Do it, then she will be front and centre.
Oh, lovely.
No doubt about that. I think she may have been the one that tattooed something on her arm. No, it wasn't her. It wasn't her. Rachel, if people want to find out a little bit more about the United Nations World Food Programme, what can they do?
You can go to tilda.com and find all the info on there.